Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
Now, what do you think of these statistics from the recent census data? Nearly 10% of all homeless Australians are tertiary students. Does this come as a surprise to you?
No, not at all. It's unfortunately becoming far too familiar a story. Homelessness overall is up between the censuses. And what the census also found was that the major rise in homelessness was due to people living in overcrowded accommodation. Now, many students would be very familiar with that circumstance because it's one that they find themselves in all too often. So it's not surprising, but it's very disturbing.
So how hard is it for students on low incomes to actually afford housing in Australia?
Really, really hard. People on low incomes in general have a real difficulty accessing rental accommodation in Australia. Sydney, where you are, has been the most expensive place to rent in Australia, and it has both the highest prices but also the highest prices relative to income. So given that many students are on, in the gig economy doing part-time work or have a range of income sources which often don't add up to a satisfactory wage level, students are going to really struggle to find appropriate accommodation. And that forces them then into the situation of share housing, but not just share housing. It's now kind of critically gone to the next level where too many people are sharing rooms and we've got severe overcrowding.
Yeah, right. What does this homelessness look like? Because I know I read something a few days ago about students almost living in the uni library or couch surfing, and as you said, the boarding house is kind of overcrowded living. How does this homelessness look for these students?
It looks as you've described it. People just don't have an appropriate place to live, and that means that they don't have spaces to study. That's why they'll be spending so much time in libraries and cafes and various other public places where they're trying to create spaces for themselves to be able to study. They'll be working in a range of part-time jobs, and even when they are living somewhere, it's likely to be in a share room or, even in a bathroom of an apartment anywhere near a university. I'm sure this is a story very familiar to your listeners. So it just looks terrible, and it means that they are initially probably staying with friends on couches and in any kind of spare accommodation that might exist, but that soon gets exhausted and people are forced into all sorts of substandard accommodation and eventually onto the street.
Yeah, I guess their situations can very quickly just escalate onto the street. Do you think the Australian government provides enough support to Territory students to help them get through their studies and afford a suitable roof over their heads?
No. And there's a range of aspects to that. Firstly, the income support levels that many students have, if they are lucky enough to get them, are not adequate. Often students, as I mentioned before, are in part-time, casual jobs which don't pay very well and don't have long-term security and are very insecure in themselves. You only need to lose a part of your income before you can get in trouble. You can't pay your rent and you'll find yourself increasingly in problems. But most importantly, the federal government has been underinvesting in all sorts of social housing and has been just relying on the private market to produce a range of forms of housing, and the private market just doesn't do that. The private market fails Australia in terms of producing affordable housing, and governments haven't been doing enough to produce it at the bottom end. Now, what that means is that for groups like students who aren't necessarily going to be applying for social housing, they are squeezed out of the rental market by people who can't get into home ownership at one end and people who can't get into social housing at the other. So they find themselves in this kind of mass competition for a range of substandard, expensive and poor quality housing.
Are we seeing any improvements concerning the number of homeless tertiary students, or is this kind of an issue that's getting worse?
No, it's getting worse. It's gotten worse between the two census. This census estimated that nearly 7,000 more students than last time are finding themselves homeless. And that doesn't mean that they're necessarily on the street, but it means that they just don't have an appropriate form of accommodation that provides them with the security to study and live adequately to make sure they can compete and complete their studies properly.
How does the future look for these students? Because I'm sure they're not probably being able to pay their student loans up front. So those will just keep building up. And I guess there's things that would just snowball effect into kind of a worse situation for them. How's the future looking for these students that are on the street now?
Well, I think it looks increasingly grim. I can't see the overall affordable housing situation improving until we get a national housing strategy. I mean, there are some measures that are being put in place by the federal government, but they're not going to go to the scale of the problem that we've got. We really need not just the federal government, but every state and territory government to step up and invest more in affordable housing options. And that includes students. I mean, the education system in Australia at the tertiary level has expanded massively on the back of foreign students, but also domestic students, and that level keeps growing. So if we're going to encourage people into education and use it as an export commodity as well, then we have a responsibility and an obligation to be providing accommodation for people at a price that they can afford to pay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Adrian, for talking to us today. Hopefully we do get that national housing scheme or something that looks very similar to it. But yeah, thanks for enlightening us on this issue that we really need to get on top of. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.